My Beloved. Join me, Abigail Christian, for healing moments as we experience truth about seeking and searching for Jesus Christ, my beloved, and finding healing. What is your relationship with Jesus Christ? Is He your beloved? Is He your first love? Is your desire to please Him? And you long for His presence. You long to sense His nearness. Can you say to Him with passion, "Draw me after you, let's run together"? Is the Lord drawing you after Him so you can run with Him in His purposes and passions? Is your heart searching and seeking Him? This is a place of asking, and it will be given, seeking and finding, of knocking and the door being opened. This is a place of healing. Healing is attributed to Jesus. Acts 10:38 says, "God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Jesus went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil." Isaiah prophesied about Jesus of Nazareth, our healer, and the prophecy is written in the Bible in Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5. It states, "Surely our griefs He Himself bore, and our sorrows He carried. Yet we ourselves esteemed Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But He was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening for our well-being fell upon Him, and by His scourging we are healed." Matthew 8:16-17 says, "And when evening had come, they brought to Jesus many who were demon-possessed, and He cast out the spirits with a word, and healed all who were ill, in order that what was spoken through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, saying, 'He Himself took our infirmities and carried away our diseases.'" 2 Peter 2:24 in the Bible states, "And He Himself bore our sins in His body on the cross, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by His wounds you were healed." Salvation, deliverance, and healing come from Jesus. As we draw near to Him, as we search for Him, as we spend time in His presence, we find healing. He is the source of healing. He suffered in order to bring healing and life to those who draw near to Him, those who are seeking and searching for Him. Throughout the Bible, we are encouraged to seek for God. I would like to share a few verses with you. Psalm 63:1. "O God, Thou art my God, I seek Thee earnestly. My soul thirsts for Thee in a dry and weary land where there is no water." Psalm 34:4. "I sought the Lord, and He answered me, and delivered me from all my fears." Jeremiah 29:13. "And you will seek me and find me, when you search for me with all your heart. Isaiah 55:6, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Psalm 119:2, blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart. Matthew 7:7, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So, let's seek and search for our beloved, our first love, Jesus Christ. As we find him and draw near to him, we find wholeness and healing, for Christ is the healer, and through him we find our healing. Draw near, ask, seek, and search for him, and he will let you find him. May he be the passion of your heart. Join me in prayer as we ask and seek for him. Our Father who art in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Let us seek your word every day. And let us seek you with passion. May we hear from heaven, and may we find your presence drawing near to us. Father, bring us healing and health. Lord, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the glory and the power, forever and ever. Amen. Feel free to reach out to me at abigail.christian316@gmail.com. Thank you for joining me, Abigail Christian, with healing moments. May you seek and search for our beloved Lord Jesus Christ and find him and healing today.